From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The freezing temperatures that swept across Georgia March 12th and 13th resulted in some damage to the state's fruit crops, the worst of which appears to be in the blueberries grown in the southernmost portion of the state. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, growers still anticipate strong crops, though the prospect of another freeze event is a cause for concern. In the mid-March event, temperatures plunged to the mid-20s in South Georgia and the teens in the North Georgia mountains. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced plans for improving shipping in the Seattle area by pre-positioning containers of U.S.-grown ag commodities near port terminals to help improve service for shippers. The USDA is partnering with Northwest Seaport Alliance to enhance access to a 49-acre pop-up site to accept either dry agricultural or refrigerated containers for temporary storage. The Northwest Seaport Alliance saw a nearly 30% decline in exporting ag commodities in the last 6 months of last year. Food and Ag Groups released the 6th annual Feeding the Economy report showing that 7% of the nation's economy and 29% of American jobs are linked to the food and agricultural sectors, either directly or indirectly. Amidst the global supply chain and inflation crisis, these sectors also exported nearly $183 billion worth of goods. In 2021, these sectors contributed a total of $3 trillion to the U.S. economy. The report shows the total food and industry economic impact at $7.43 trillion. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.